Good morning and welcome to our worship today. Today is, and the Sunday of the church year is called Good Shepherd Sunday, the fourth week now of the Easter season. And God's word is going to show us that our shepherd, Jesus, leads his flock to safe pastures. Today is also Mother's Day, and as we trust in Jesus, our good shepherd, and show love and respect to our spouses, parents, children, the blessings of God will be showered upon us, and our community and nation will be blessed. We begin our service in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We pray, dear Father in heaven, we ask your blessings on our worship. Please send the Holy Spirit to bless us with true faith in you as our Creator and in Jesus Christ as our Savior. Please fill our hearts with thankfulness for your many earthly blessings, and help us to be good managers of your many gifts. Please forgive us for our lack of appreciation for the good things of this life, and for our sins against you and your word, and against ourselves and other people. Please help us to walk according to your word, and to show you your love, forgiveness, and kindness to one another and all people. On this Mother's Day, we ask you to bless our nation with spouses, parents, and children who know and trust in your goodness and love, and who show your goodness and love to one another and to all other people. We ask you to hear, help, and bless us in the name of Jesus Christ, who is true God, with you and with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first lesson is the gospel lesson for today from John chapter 10. Jesus knows his sheep, and his sheep know their shepherd. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you did not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." This is the gospel of our Lord. We continue then with the confession of our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We turn now then to our message for today from Revelation chapter 7, the epistle lesson for today. John, once again, received this vision while he was on the island of Patmos. The Apostle John says, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders asked me, These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from? I answered, Sir, you know. And he said, These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun that will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This is the word of God. Dear friends in Christ, how are things going for you today? I would say chances are pretty good that your fact that you're listening, perhaps sitting in your home, you would say not so bad. Few problems, but not so bad. Yet, however, even though we answer in such a way, maybe at this moment, we do know that in an instant, people's lives are ripped apart. Life isn't always easy. Because of sin, families, individuals struggle. We struggle to communicate, to make ends meet, to get along, to overcome temptation, to fight loneliness, to do the best we possibly can. Dear Christians, as we face these struggles on earth, Jesus gives us a glorious vision of heaven, a vision of a lamb and a shepherd. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who leads along the path of righteousness until we dwell in the house of the Lord forever. First of all, let's take a look at the Lamb. The book of Revelation has seven visions, each of those visions picturing a battle here in this earth, ending with a victory in heaven. The lesson before us is part of the second vision. It's called the vision of the seals. In ancient times, a seal of wax was placed on a rolled up parchment, and that seal ensured the integrity of the document. Well, in the verses preceding our lesson today, the believers are described as being sealed. You can compare it perhaps to a jar of pickles. You can't see it, but that jar has a protective seal around the lid. That seal protects the pickles inside. If the seal is intact, we know that the pickles are fresh and safe to eat. Well, like these pickles, we too are sealed. You can't see it, but the seal is faith, which was sealed at our baptisms. The seal of faith ensures us that we are part of the vision that we're looking at here in Revelation chapter 7, where John says, After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every tribe, every nation, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. You are standing in heaven, having just arrived. Judgment Day has just flashed before you, and the struggle of life is all behind. You're looking at people gathered around you. Over there, he's black. She's white. He's Japanese. She's Hispanic. And it goes on and on. Over there is the great prophet Isaiah. Yonder, you'll see the Samaritan woman at the well. You are all wearing white robes. You're holding palm branches in your hands. And with a smile on your face and joy in your heart, you can't take your eyes off the person right in front of you, the Lamb. It's Jesus, the Lamb of God. Here on earth, sin divides us. It not only just divides countries, as we see happening so vividly displayed on TV, it divides family and friends. Sin causes fights, breaks up marriages. Sin is why we have hospitals and prisons, why we have crimes and violence, why we have hate and greed. Our lesson goes on, verses 11 and 12. All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders, the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen. These verses describe what we will be doing in heaven. We will be worshiping the Lamb. Heaven's not going to be a boring place with nothing for us to do but sing and play harps. It will not be a spiritual Disney World with endless forms of entertainment. What heaven will be is simply the best place we could possibly be. Heaven will be a place to see and serve the Lamb. And the lesson goes on about the Lamb, verses 13 and 14. Then one of the elders asked me, these in white robes, who are they? Where did they come from? I answered, sir, you know. And he said, these are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. These verses reinforce one of the great teachings, but yet misunderstood teachings of the Bible. And what is this great teaching of the Bible? Well, it's ugly. It's bloody, it's hateful, it's cruel. It is the cross on which the Lamb was crucified and killed. By the grace of God, we understand the cross. By faith, we understand why this is a symbol of Christianity. Without Jesus' death on the cross, we would not have life in heaven. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, a forgotten but much needed essential was clean clothes, and in response to that, the Tide Detergent Company started a program which is expanding each and every year. It's called Loads of Hope. At that time, the first time, a semi outfitted with energy-efficient washers and dryers were brought in, able to do hundreds of loads of laundry each day for those victims. The Katrina refugees were offered a place where their clothes were washed, dried, and folded, all for free. In response to our need for clean clothes, the Lord responded by sending His Son. Our dirty clothes, the filthy rags, were washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. I started out by asking how things were going for you. And I answered for you by saying, probably not so bad. That's true for me at the moment as well. And because of that, let me make an honest admission. There are some days when this vision doesn't mean all that much to me. The days when life is happy and calm and peaceful, trouble-free. On these days, I sometimes forget my white robe and the blood of the Lamb. But then comes one of those days when I make a mess of my life through the things I've said, through the things I do. Days when all's not well with maybe my spouse, with the kids or grandkids. Days when you close the door of your car and you walk into the hospital and you're wondering, Lord, what in the world am I going to say? Or perhaps ready to pick up the phone and you see who's calling or approaching that home. Lord, what am I going to say? Days when I'm at the end of my rope. Days like all of you also have. It is then that my white robe, your white robe, the blood of the Lamb never means more. What I made a mess of in my life, Jesus gets me out of it. Jesus loves my family, my kids, my grandkids. Jesus will give me the beautiful words and promises of the gospel to bring comfort and hope. Jesus is at the end of my rope. And what is true for me is also true for you. Listen again. These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. That is us. That is you. That's me in heaven. We have come out of the great tribulation, this great struggle here in this earth. And now, as John's vision concludes, the Lamb becomes the shepherd. The closing verses 15 through 17. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger, never again will they thirst. The sun will not beat upon them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Jesus is not only the Lamb sitting on his throne in heaven. He is also the shepherd leading us here in this earth, leading us to those green pastures as he feeds us with his word, his body and blood in the Lord's Supper. He is leading us to the quiet waters as Jesus calms our troubled heart through his assurance. I love you. I forgive you. From beginning to end, from the womb to the tomb, his goodness and his mercy will follow us until the day we dwell with him in the house of the Lord forever. Some of you might recall the story of how Howard Carter described his first glance into the tomb of that ancient King Tut of Egypt. He was dumbfounded when he slipped a candle through a hole in that tomb that he had made in the entrance, and then he looked in. When his partner anxiously asked him, "Can you see anything?" Howard Carter could barely get out the words, "Yes, yes, wonderful things, all sorts of wonderful things." Dear Christians, on this Mother's Day, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, through the vision of John that the Lord shared with him, which was the Holy Spirit, led John to record for you and for me. We peer into the entrance of heaven. And as we look into that entrance of heaven, we see wonderful things, all sorts of wonderful things. We see the Lamb who died to get us to heaven. We see the Shepherd who will lead us to that beautiful home of heaven. We see our brothers and sisters clothed in the white robes, and we see ourselves. We see ourselves waving those palm branches in victory. And finally, we see an eternal home, our home, where God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We bow our heads in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And receive with believing hearts then the blessing of our Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you his peace. Amen. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.